In this little pause between Advent Sunday and the beginning of the sequence of poems I've selected throughout December in my Advent anthology, Waiting on the Word, this little pause and breathing space on the Monday, I thought I would read for you, anticipating a little of the Christmas story, G.K. Chesterton's wonderful poem, The House of Christmas, which touches on some images of both the refugee and the homeless, with which we're so much grappling today. The House of Christmas. There fared a mother driven forth out of an inn to roam. In the place where she was homeless, all men are at home. The crazy stable close at hand, with shaking timber and shifting sand, grew a stronger thing to abide and stand than the square stones of Rome. For men are homesick in their homes, and strangers under the sun, and they lay their heads in a foreign land whenever the day is done. Here we have battle and blazing eyes, and chance and honour and high surprise, but our homes are under miraculous skies where the Yule tale was begun. A child in a foul stable where the beasts feed and foam, only where he was homeless are you and I at home. We have hands that fashion and heads that know, but our hearts we lost, how long ago, in a place no chart nor ship can show under the sky's dome. This world is wild as an old wife's tale, and strange the plain things are. The earth is enough, and the air is enough for our wonder and our war. But our rest is as far as the fire drake swings, and our peace is put in impossible things, where clashed the thunder of unthinkable wings round an incredible star. To an open house in the evening, home shall men come. To an older place than Eden, and a taller town than Rome. To the end of the way of the wandering star, to the things that cannot be and are, to the place where God was homeless, and all men are at home.